you. Really happy stuff. Don't worry, Steve. We didn't, you know, bring Steve all the way from Atlanta just for that one. He comes out again in a minute. You're gonna get all the Steve that you need. I need a little more red. Been, or maybe not lucky. I'm not talking about as old as you are, as old as we get.
Hey, Vince, can we save some time and turn Rich up in the monitor? And Chris can get on with this story.
Thank you.
Sorry, man.
That's okay, man. Old people just blurt out things all the time. But you gotta respect old people. You know, I'm serious. You know, history is a very important thing. Which is like, again, would you give me a break so I could concentrate over here? Jesus. Groucho Marx on keyboard, ladies and gentlemen. So, ever since we were little, and I think it's another, like, interlocking theme sometimes is like a dream state that things get to sometimes. And don't anyone, you know, it's not just LSD or anything.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's when you're little, you know, like with Rich and I growing up in Atlanta. And even writing lyrics and stuff, I never write any other time but when I wake up, usually, regardless of what the night before had to do with it. And sometimes I think there's a clarity within that, but it's also, you're almost not really awake all the way. And not so much that I would ever, you know, be the type of person, I keep journals, you know, to write down ideas and things that I've seen and I've heard and I feel, but I've never, like, written down, well, I had a specific dream about this, like Ed was chasing me and his mouth kept getting huger and huger. But I love Ed, would you? You know, so, but this song, and it also has a lot to do, again, with what Rich presents, you know, like, the dreamier the piece his is, the more you can tap into that. And it was 1991, at Thanksgiving, somewhere on the East Coast, in a dreamlike state, we wrote this thing called Thorn in My Pride.